家平安。
May the peace with all the friends and the brother and sister today.
愿主耶稣基督的恩典、平安、福气，因着我们敬虔渴慕的心，多多的加添给我们。
May God's peace be with all those who are godly and searching for Him.
我们先来看罗马书第一章。
Let's read Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第一章十六节。
Romans chapter 1, chapter 1, verse 16. Romans chapter 1, verse 16.
一章十六节。我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。这是保罗所说的话。
This is what Paul said.
保罗他不以福音为羞耻。
He is not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
因为他深知耶稣基督福音的大能。
Because he knows the power of the salvation.
神的福音大能虽然能够拯救所有的人类。
Although the power of salvation can save all the human beings.
如同这里说的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人啊。
Just like what it said.First to the Jewish and then to the Gentiles.
也就是说，不分各族各国的人，神的福音大能都要拯救。
It means that God will save all the nations.
但在这个前提，我们看到要怎么样得到神的福音大能的拯救，必须要相信。
And the first priority things is we have to believe.
哦，所以这里说啊，神的大能要救一切相信的。
So the power of God is to save save those who believe.
神的能力、神的大能、神的恩典，要给那些愿意相信他的人。
So the power.And the grace will give those who wants to believe.
这就是基督教因信啊，这个得救的道理。
This is, as a Christian, they believe and will be saved.
不是靠着我们个人啊的行为啊。
It's not according, not according to our behavior.
是依靠着主耶稣基督代死在十字架上的大能。
Is relied on the sacrifice on the cross.
这个恩典是神在创造世界的起初啊就已经预备好的。
This is in the very beginning that when God created this universe, He prepared this.
所以说，只要相信耶稣的人就能够得救。
So whoever wants to believe will be saved.
那到底什么人称作相信耶稣的人
？So what kind of person that we call they are believe?
我们啊，经常听到有人说啊，啊，他是基督徒，是信耶稣的。
Many times we heard about they are Christian, they believe in Christ.
也许我们亲爱的朋友们也经常啊，听到我们弟兄姐妹劝我们啊，要信耶稣啊。
Maybe some of them you sit in among us, and you heard that we tell you to believe in Christ.
因为唯有信耶稣。才能够得救。
Because only believing Christ we can be saved.
但是什么叫做信耶稣啊
？What is called belief?
要怎么信呢
？How to believe?
啊，所有的基督徒都真的是相信耶稣吗
？Is all the Christians they all believe in Christ?
啊，也许有人说啊，哎，我已经受洗了。
Maybe some people said I've been baptized.
所以我是信耶稣的。
So I'm a believer.
啊，也有人说啊，啊，我不但受洗了，而且我已经在教会里面了十几年了。
And some people said, I'm not only believe, I've been in church for more than 10 years.
难道我还不知道要怎么样相信耶稣吗
？So I surely believe, know how to believe in Christ.
更有人呐、啊，啊，这么说，上教会啊。唱诗祷告啊，奉献啊，这不就是信耶稣吗
？And some people think you go to church and sing hymn and pray and contribute, then you are believe.
这是一个、啊、很有意义 也值得我们去思考的问题。
This is the things that we have to think about.
到底我们相信的是什么
？What are we believing?
啊，因为相信耶稣跟我们的得救是有绝对的关系。
Because believing Christ is related to our salvation.
我们真的在信耶稣吗
？Are we truly believing Christ?
我们要怎么样来信耶稣
？How can we believe in Christ?
怎么样才能够真正叫做信耶稣吗？
What is so called truly believe?
所以我们期待我们等一下的信息能够让我们的信耶稣的信能够更纯真、更深入，也更具体。
So later on, I will deliver your message. I hope that we can go further, acknowledge the belief.
也能够提供我们亲爱的朋友一条怎么样来信耶稣的参考啊。
And it's maybe give a way to help you to know how to believe. 好，
那我们从三方面来探讨什么叫做信耶稣。
From three aspects, we discuss about how to believe.
首先，信耶稣就是信服耶稣
To believe in Christ is to submit to Christ.
信服耶稣的什么呢
？What to submit about?
信服耶稣的教训。
Submit to his truth.
肯有所为，也有所不为啊。
And we will follow what should do and what should not do.
就好像生病的人去看医生一样。
Just like a patient who went to a doctor.
他如果想要让他的病能够得到医治痊愈
If he wants his sickness will be healed.
他就必须要完全的信服医生的指示。
He have to follow the instruction of the doctor.
肯按时间、按分量合作吃药。
And he have to take the medicine on time and how many pills he should take.
如果医生说什么样的东西不能吃，什么样的这个地方不要去。
If the doctor said.What kind of things you shouldn't eat and where you shouldn't go?
不要做什么样的活动。
And you should do any, should not do any activities.
如果这个病人他不肯信服医生的指导。
But if the patient don't follow,
必然会让他的病更加的沉重。
Then his sickness will be more serious.
更加的恶化了。
You're getting worse.
所以说。纵然医生的他的医术是何等的高明
，So although this doctor is very famous，
他开的药是如何的对症下药
，And how his medicine is so good，
对于病人而言如果不肯信服医生、配合医生，那根本就没有意义，也没有价值。
To a patient, if they don't cooperate, so they won't work。
就同样的道理。今天我们要信耶稣。
So it's the same when we want to believe in Christ.
但如果我们却不相信、不服从、不遵从他的教训
，If we don't submit ourselves to his truth,
那同样的也是没有功效。
Then there will be no help at all.
只不过把它当故事当笑话听听说说算了。
It becomes like a story.
所以信耶稣就是要立定心志来相信耶稣。
So to believe in Christ is we make decision to follow him.
要实践耶稣的教训。
To carry out his truth.
所以简单说，信耶稣就是立志愿意在我们的思想、性格、行为上，真正的被耶稣所更新改变。
To believe in Christ is to our character and our mind and our action to follow what the truth that Jesus tells us.
被耶稣来影响。
To be influenced totally by Jesus Christ.
这样来做自我的要求。
And to require us to this goal.
才能够称为信耶稣。
Then we are the believer and the follower.
所以说信耶稣成为基督徒不单只是说把圣经读几遍
It's so to be a Christian It's not only you read Bible many times.
啊，或者是接受啊各种的圣礼啊，啊就算了。
Or you take the Holy Communion or water baptism.
而是啊，应当在我们的生活当中啊，要乐意的遵从耶稣的教训。
It is to carry out the words that Jesus command us to do.
这个才真正叫做信耶稣啊。
This is so called believing Christ.
我们来看马太福音第七章，主耶稣怎么说
？Matthew chapter seven，
马太福音七章二十一节。
Matthew chapter seven verse 21。
马太福音七章二十一节。
Matthew chapter seven verse 21。
凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国。唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。这里呀、啊，主耶稣亲自说、啊，不是称呼他主啊、主啊的人呢、啊，都能够进天国了。
So Jesus said, not everybody call him Lord, Lord will be entered the kingdom of heaven.
都能够得救的。
They will not be saved.
唯有啊，遵从天父旨意，遵从神的啊这个教训。才能够进天国。
Only who does the will of God can enter the kingdom of heaven.
好，接下来的二十四节到二十五节这里说。
Verse 24 to 25.
所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。二十五节，雨淋、水冲、风吹。撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。可见啊，信耶稣啊，就是要信服耶稣的真理。
To believe in Christ is to submit ourselves to the truth.
这样的信仰才是真信仰。
Then this is a true faith.
如同主耶稣啊，常常勉励跟从他的人说。从此以后不要再犯罪了。
Just like Jesus always tell those people he healed them, he said, "Do not sin again, no more."
这是一个要求。
This is a requirement.
也是信耶稣以后啊，应当产生的改变。
This is what we should be changed after we believe in Christ.
不然就不是真正信耶稣的。
Or else we are not truly believing him.
因为真正的相信，应该顺服真理而生出悔改的心来。
So if we truly believe, we should submit ourselves to the truth and repent and change.
在救恩的工作上，主耶稣可以为我们开辟一条救恩的道路。
On the salvation, and Jesus opened a way for us.
路开在那边，要我们走过去才行啊。
Way is open, but we have to walk on it.
主耶稣啊，不能够替我们来悔改。
Jesus cannot repent for us.
哦，悔改是我们的责任。
Repent is our duty.
举个例子说啊，说谎是人的行为。
Just like we are lying all the time.
哦，我们啊必须要对这种行为负责任。
We have to be responsible for our words.
哦，当我们悔改以后啊，就必须要弃绝谎言了。
So after we repent, we should give up telling lies.
啊，主耶稣啊，没有办法替我们来弃绝谎言呐。
Jesus, he cannot give up the liar from us for us.
这是我们自己要尽的责任。
This is our duty.
就好像说医生啊，他不能够替我们吃药一样。
Just like the doctor cannot take the medicine for the patient.
哦，他不能够替我们去开刀啊。
He cannot go to the operation room, be operated by us.
生病的是我们。
Because we are the one who sick.
好，所以当悔改的也是我们。
So, should be repent is our duty.
哦，如果啊，我们呢、啊、不肯配合的话，就算医生的医术再怎么样高明啊，也是没有用。
If we are not cooperated, then no matter.How good this doctor is, then there will be no help.
同样的，信耶稣的人啊，若不肯信服，不肯实践耶稣的教训，这种信啊，是白信的。
So if we don't submit ourselves to the truth, then it's wasting time.
也是没有意义的。
It's meaningless.
所以今天啊、自称自己是基督徒，自称自己相信耶稣的人很多很多。
Nowadays, many people they announce they are Christian.
但是当主耶稣说不可以奸淫，不可以偷窃啊，不可以啊。做不可以杀人，不可以怎么样的时候。
But when the Bible says no adultery, and no stealing, and no robbery,
是不是所有的自称为信耶稣的人都肯遵守呢
？Are all the Christians follow these?
所以，我们的相信要以我们的行为来做配合。
So what we believe should go with our action.
有个故事说，有一个传道人呢、啊，被邀请到一个乡镇去讲道。
There is a story. A pastor was invited to a village to preach.
好、哦，那他在这个半路上啊，他遇到一个、啊、卖清洁剂的这个商人呢、啊。
On the way, he met a person who selling the detergent.
好、哦。啊，跟他一起同行。
And they walk along.
啊，这个卖清洁剂的商人呢、啊，哎，突然对这个、哦、传道人说、啊：“说传道啊，我看了你不要再传道了。
”And this salesman who sells the detergent, and he tell the pastor, "You better not to preach."
啊、你看呐、啊，你传的福音呢、啊，一点用处都没有了。
He said, "That's no use to preach."
罪恶的事情还是那么的多
，because this world is so sinful。
罪人还是到处都是、啊。
There are plenty of sinner。
传道啊，只是点点头笑一笑，没有回答。
And the pastor just smile and don't answer。
他们走了一段路，进了啊这个城镇里头。
When they get into a town。
正好啊，看到一群小孩子在那边玩耍，玩得全身脏兮兮的。
They see a lot of kids.Having fun and make all the clothes dirty.
啊，这个时候啊，这个传道对那个卖清洁剂的商人说、啊：“说先生呐、啊，我看你不要卖清洁剂了。”
So the pastor said to the salesman, "He said, I think you better not to sell the detergent."
啊，你看你所卖的清洁剂一点也没有用处嘛。
Because it's no use.
哎，这些小孩子的衣服还是那样的脏啊。
Look at the clothes of the kids. It's still dirty.
他们的手、他们的脸、他们的身体还是那么脏啊。
And all their face and hands is so dirty.
哇，这个卖清洁剂的商人 啊就很不服气，马上就反驳啊。
So this salesman say back.
说，哎，传道啊，你不能怪我啊，哎，他们啊没有用我的清洁剂啊。
He said that you shouldn't say there's no use because they didn't use my detergent.
如果他们用我的清洁剂啊，才会有哦，衣服才会干净，身体才会干净啊。
If they use what I sell, they will clean the clothes and hand.
哦，如果不用的话，当然没有哦，这个没有功效。
If they don't use, they have no use then.
这个时候，传道就回答了。
And then the pastor replied.
你说的没有错。
What you say is right.
啊这个和我传的福音一样。
This is just like what I preach.
人们啊，要需要切实的接受救恩，才会产生果效。
If these people have exactly received the grace and received the salvation, then there will be the effective.
人啊，啊，若不接受啊，仍然是在罪恶里面呢、啊，行罪恶的事情。
If they refuse to receive it and then still live in sin.
哦，所以我们如果 啊只是来啊参加个布道会啊，到礼拜堂来坐一坐。
So there will be no use if we just come to the church and listen to the evangelical service.
那、啊、认识认识传道啊，认识认识其他的人啊。
And know the pastor and know some of the friends.
啊。但是啊，却不肯切实的遵守实践耶稣的教训，那这种信又有什么用
？But we don't want to follow the truth, then there'll be no use for us.
所以，信耶稣啊，就是信服耶稣而实践耶稣的教训。
So to believe in Christ is to submit ourselves to the truth and carry it out.
再来，我们来谈什么是信耶稣。
And second point, what is to believe?
信耶稣的第二层意义啊，就是要信托耶稣啊。
The second thing is to trust in Jesus.
信耶稣和不信耶稣的人在人生的遭遇上，同样都会遇到很多的困难。
No matter you are believer or you are not believer, and then you will be the same, facing many difficulties in your life.
同样，在工作上、生活上、经济上，都会遇到压力、遇到挫折啊。
You have problem and pressure, you know, work and your family and your financial stage.
同样会有生老病死的困扰。
We are all facing and the births and deaths and sickness.
会有婚姻的问题，会有学业的问题，会有这个事业上的问题。
We are all facing the problem of our marriage life and the career and your in the school problem.
信耶稣啊，跟没有信耶稣的人都是一样的。
So all the human beings were facing the same thing.
但是不同的在哪里啊？
But the difference is what?
一个信耶稣的人，他可以将他的困扰、问题、重担借着祷告交托给耶稣。
A believer, if he trusts in God, he will put all the things in the prayer and the release to God.
而得到安慰，得到鼓励，得到面对现实的勇气。
And they'll be comforted and they can face the fact.
更得到征服环境的力量。
And they will get the power to overcome the situation.
所以信耶稣就是将我们整个人生信托在耶稣身上。
So to believe in Christ is to trust in him.
相信并祈求他的引导。
We believe that he will guide us and we pray for his guiding.
以及他的安排啊。
And we believe he will arrange everything.
让我们能够活得更有活力，更有朝气，更有盼望。
So we can live in a vivid life.
有些人把信耶稣当成是急救箱。
Some people they think to believe in Christ is whatever in danger they just cry out.
当成是救生衣啊。
They think this is a life saver.
那急救箱跟救生衣啊，都是我们不希望去用到的。
And this is what we don't want to use it sometimes.
所以有人的信只不过是愿意能够不要遇到任何的困难。
So some people they just want to believe in Christ, just want to save the problem.
就好像我们不愿意用到急救箱跟救生衣一样。
And they don't want to face the difficulty and danger.
所以他们的信是完全建立在一种认为信耶稣就会一帆风顺不会生病甚至这个也不会死掉。
They believe to believe in Christ and everything will go smoothly and no problem at all.
所以这样错误的信仰遇到困难挫折的时候就马上就跌倒。
And if they had this kind of faith, when they really encounter difficulties, their faith will corrupt.
这不是真正相信耶稣的。
This is not a truly believe.
信耶稣是指深信耶稣是自己可以托付的对象。
And to believe in Christ is to know that Jesus can guide us and we trust in him.
愿意将自己和自己的一切交托给耶稣的意思。
Just trusting him or self totally.
虽然在世上遇到困难、遇到挫折、遇到患难。
So although we are facing difficulty in this world,
但却愿意将自己的前途、婚姻、事业、家庭以及一切的忧虑、重担，统统交给耶稣。
But we will give all the burdens of our marriage and our career and our family and all the things leave it to Jesus.
因着对耶稣的信托，内心产生平安。
And we believe that Jesus will guide us, and we have a peaceful heart.
这也是为什么啊，有一些信徒在经历患难、痛苦、病痛当中啊，内心仍然有平安的原因。
That's why some of the Christians they're facing difficulties. They still have peace in mind.
因为他们有了交托啊，交托给耶稣啊，心啊，这个内心啊，才有平安。
Because they trust in God and they have peace inside.
他们有交托的信心。
And they have trust in God.、啊、
我们刚刚提到说保罗啊，他不以福音为羞耻。
We just talk about Paul. He is not ashamed of the gospel.
他啊相信福音是神的大能，并且要拯救一切相信的人。
He knows this is the power of salvation, and that will save all the kind of people.
他不但不以福音为羞耻，更不以因福音而带来的苦难为羞耻。
And not only that, he is not ashamed of the tribulation that he got through.Preaching gospel.
在他写给提摩太啊这个的书信当中，提摩太后书一章十二节，他曾经见证。
When he write to Timothy, he said,
我受苦难不以为耻。
I'm not ashamed of about this persecution.
因为我知道我所信的是谁。
Because I know whom I believe.
保罗知道他所信的。是那一位无所不知、无所不在、无所不能的主。
He knows what he believes is omnipotent God.
所以他也深信啊，主能保全保罗所托付给他的。
So he can.
他相信啊，
保罗所托付给
托付给主的。
Okay. Oh. So he also knows that what God trusts in him.
好，这就是啊。信耶稣，信托耶稣的意思。
And this is to believe in God and to trust in God, and he believed God take care of whatever he prayed for.
肯将自己的需要、自己的难处来告诉主。
So we open our mouths and to tell God that what our difficulty is, and then trust in him.
将我们一生中啊，所有的事情啊，都交给耶稣啊，并且深信他必保守、必带领。
So we will leave our difficulties and all our life to God, and God will open the way for us.
这种信才是真正的相信。
And this is the true belief.
我们刚刚说到有些人呢、啊，啊，把信耶稣啊，把耶稣当成是急救箱，当成是啊这个啊救生衣啊。
We just mentioned some people they put Jesus like lifesaver.
好，也就是说啊，非等到最后的关头啊，不会去用它的。
In other words, only in the very critical moment, then they will cry to the Lord.
很多人虽然说他信耶稣。
Many people they say they believe in God.
啊，但是遇到困难、遇到患难、遇到挫折啊。没有完全交托给耶稣，都是、啊、先用自己的办法。
In the beginning, when they facing difficulties, and then they will find their own way to do.
等到啊走投无路、山穷水尽的时候，才会想到神呐、
啊。Only when there be no way to help, then they think about God to open the way.
这不是真正的相信耶稣吧
？This is not.To trust in God.
是一种啊，无可奈何啊，啊，姑且死马当活马医呀、啊。
This is that you have no way to turn, and you just try whether Jesus will help you out.
这个不是真正相信耶稣。
This is not the true belief.
所以保罗啊，告诉这个信徒这么说。我们来看腓立比书的四章。
Philippians chapter four. Philippians chapter four.
腓立比书四章第六节
，verse 6 Philippians chapter 4 verse 6
四章六节，你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。第五节。
Verse five.
当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经进了六节。
Verse 6.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。七节。
7.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。这里呀、啊，保罗勉励信徒啊。
And Paul encouraged the believer.
要靠着主常常的喜乐。
Verse 4 said, "You should rejoice in the Lord always."
常常啊，当然包含顺境跟逆境在里头。
Always means when you are in the good situation or you are in bad situation.
所以保罗说啊，要一无挂虑。
So you should not be anxious.
凡事借着祷告、祈求、感谢，跟神说。
But in everything by prayer and supplication.
神啊，必在耶稣基督里头啊，保守我们。
And God will give us peace and help us out.
如果我们真的是相信神，
if we truly trust in God,
是真信耶稣的，
we truly believe in Jesus,
我们必会相信我们所信的主是无所不知、无所不在、无所不能的主。
Then we will know that Jesus knows everything and He is everywhere.
我们呢、啊、必会将我们一切的忧虑卸给神啊。
And He is Almighty, so we rely on Him.
而不会啊用自己的主观、用自己的意识、啊、去指导神、去提醒神要怎么做、怎么来解决。
And then we should not the like tell Jesus what to do and how to or what time to do these things or not.
不是向神提条件，向神建议、啊。
We are not suggesting Jesus.
而将一切的忧虑卸给他。
And is give all our burden to him.
交托给他。
And we will trust in him.
而且信靠他。
And we believe.
他一定会为我们解决。
And he will open the way.
这个就是真正的信了、啊。
This is the truly belief.
所以如同我们刚刚啊所唱的那一首诗歌一样。
Just like what we sing the hymn.
我知道谁掌管明天。
I know who holds tomorrow.
虽然我们不知道明天到底啊是刮风下雨还是出太阳。
We don't know about tomorrow is windy or raining or stormy.
许多的事情我们不晓得。
Many things we don't know.
但是有一件事情我们知道。
But one thing we know.
主耶稣啊，掌管着明天。
Jesus holds tomorrow.
他必要保护我们。
He'll take care of us.
这样的信啊，就是一种信托的信。
This is called trust in him.
所以信耶稣就是信托耶稣，将万事卸给耶稣啊。
We can put all the burden to Jesus.
再来第三啊，什么是信耶稣啊
？And the third aspect.
信耶稣啊，就是信任耶稣啊。
And what is called to believe is to trust that Jesus will give us some answer.
相信啊，他所说的每一句话都是真的。
We believe whatever he said is true.
必定有它的价值在里头。
And we know that what his word is worthy.
当我们遇到挫折、患难、困难、失败，
then we have the difficulty and the failure.
因为啊，我们刚刚说过，基督徒跟一般的人一样，啊，在成长的过程当中都会遭遇顺境、逆境。
We know the Christian is just like everybody. We were having difficulties.
但就是因为我们相信，我们信任耶稣所说的话语不会落空。
Because we believe that Jesus promised.
信任耶稣的引导以及他的安排呀。
We believe He will open the way and arrange for us.
我们更肯定他所安排的困难也好，挫折也好，都有积极的价值在里头。
No matter what's the way he arranged for us, it must be having their meaning.
而能够无怨无悔持守这样的信仰。
And then we will have no complaint.
能够从内心的深处涌出平安喜乐来。
And in our bottom of heart, we will have peace.
也因为信任耶稣所说的话，所以能够胜过一切的忧愁烦恼。
Because we believe what he said, so they will surpass our worry.
所以有人这么说啊，说信耶稣的第一步啊，就是要相信耶稣所说的话。
So many people said, when we first believe in Christ, is believe whatever he said and his promise.
相信他的话是绝对值得信任的。
And his word is trustworthy.
如同耶稣啊，曾经在马太福音的第六章说：“说你们这些小信的人呐、啊，啊，野地的草今天还在，明天就要丢到炉子里面。神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们？”
And just like Matthew chapter 6, Jesus said, "You old little faith, and look at the grass on the wilderness.""And maybe tomorrow they've been withered away, but God still let them grow so green today."
所以啊，不要忧虑，要吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
So we don't have to anxious about what we eat and what we wear.
你们只要先求他的国跟他的义啊，这些东西啊，神必会加给你们。
First, seeking for His righteousness and His kingdom, and all these will be provided for us.
他跟应许我们说：“你们若奉我的名向天父求什么，天父就必然成就。”
And also, He promised that whatever we pray in the name of the Lord, and then He will fulfill.
啊，当我们面对困难、挫折、失败，祈求啊帮助的时候。
When we're facing difficulty and tribulation, and then we're asking for His help.
如果我们从心里就相信、就信任耶稣对我们所说的这些话语，必然能够胜过一切的忧虑。
If we truly believe what Jesus mentioned, and then we will surely be comforted.
因为信任耶稣的安排跟引导，所以能够将挫折、忧虑啊，化为成功的机会。
So we believe Jesus guiding, then we will be overcome the difficulty and become successful.
不但让我们啊胜过忧愁，更能够啊得到成功的啊资产。
And then not only will no worry, and we will facing the successful.
所以啊，曾经有人说啊，说人类最大的悲哀啊，就是没有希望。
So people said the most sad things is we don't have hope.
当一个人的心中没有任何的希望的时候，是最悲哀的事情。
The saddest time is that we don't have hope.
基督徒的生活不是不会遭遇到困难。
And to a Christian, they also facing difficult.
而是对耶稣能有绝对的信靠。
But we have hope in Jesus.
知道他一定会顾念我们。
We know He cares of us.
所以我们在任何的患难逆境当中都能够处之泰然。
So in the difficult time, we'll be feel peace in mind.
如同圣经啊，这个保罗啊。他为了宣传福音，被关在腓立比的监狱里头。
Just like Paul, because he's preaching, and he been put in prison in Philippi.
他不但没有埋怨
，but he didn't complain.
他也不灰心，也不绝望。
He's not disappointed.
他反而能够在监牢里头啊，唱着赞美诗啊，用着喜乐的心来面对挫折。
And he can sing him in the prison with a joy heart.
面对那未知的明天呢、啊、
？He didn't know about tomorrow.
也因为啊，他被关在监狱里头啊。
And also because he was put in prison.
哦，那这个基督的福音呢、啊，在腓立比地区啊，能够来传扬。
And he can preach, and also this gospel been spread out in Philippi.
因为后来神在那边呢、啊，显出他的能力，因着他的能力，让看守监狱的啊这个禁足啊，全家信主。
And God showed His power, and because of this power, and the jailer, he was the whole family believing Christ.
相信在保罗出狱之后啊，那一些当日啊跟他一起关在监狱里头的人啊，有很多也信主啊。
I believe at that time, many people put in prison the same time with the Paul. After they all go out.From the prison, they will all believe.
在啊，英国啊，有一个这个孟博士啊，他从小就失明了。
And in England, there's a Dr. Meng. He was blind.
这对啊人来说啊，是何等的沉重的痛苦。
When he was blind when he was young, and then it's a painful life.
但是哎，他啊，不但能够胜过一切的忧愁啊。并且他还发明了盲人所用的那个凸字，哦，这个点字啊，啊，来造福千万的盲人啊。
But he didn't disappointed, and then also he invented the way of study for the blind people.
我们美国的海伦凯勒女士啊，她是一个又盲又聋又哑巴的人。
And Helen Keller is blind and deaf and the mute and all his life, all her life.
可是他竟然能够得到文学博士、哲学博士、神学博士等学位。
And he got the PhD degree of philosophy and many degrees.
啊，在他的啊，这个工作哦，在他的这个著作当中啊，哦、他啊，这个写了很多的书啊。
And he write many books.
他啊，曾经这么写。
Once he been writing.
他说：“我为了我的啊，这个残障啊，来感谢神。”
She said, "I'm thankful for the Lord because I have this all disease."
因为透过我的残障。我找到了自己，找到我的工作，也找到了神。
Because of all these diseases, I find my job, I find my God.
所以，一个肯信任神安排与引导的人
，If a person he truly trusts in God's arrangement,
不但能够胜过一切的忧愁，而且能够将挫折转化成成功的机会。
And then he will not.Worry, and then use these difficulties will become a successful life.
让我们的生命啊，能够更有活得更有毅力，更有朝气，也更有平安。
Let our life become more meaningful and more vivid.
我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹以及朋友们，你信耶稣吗
？Our dear friends, do you believe in Jesus?
你怎么样信呢？
And what is the way you believe?
值得我们去思考。
We have to think about.
希望啊、我们愿意相信耶稣。
Hope that we want to believe in Christ.
也是真正的在相信耶稣啊。
And truly believe in Christ.
信任耶稣，信服耶稣，信托耶稣啊。
And submit to Christ and trust in Him and believe in Him.
这样才能够真正改变我们的生命。
And this is truly can change our life.
让我们的生命，让我们的人生啊，得到实质的帮助。
So, then we will be helped by the Lord.
我们求神帮助我们。
And may God help us.